Today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online is brought to you by Stamps.com. Right now, use our code GHOST to get the special offer, including up to $55 in free postage, a digital scale, and a four-week trial. It's like getting free money. Stamps.com. Go there before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in GHOST and get all of your bonuses right now. Do it. Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, unexplained noises haunt a family alone at home late one night. Did a spell temporarily keep dark spirits away from a young woman? And childhood hijinks take a turn for the paranormal in a very unexpected way. Those stories and more today on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, 855-853-4802. To call in your real ghost story. Of course, you can write on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com, or always email me your audio file. You simply send it to Tony, T-O-N-Y, at realghoststoriesonline.com. Lots of ways to get those stories right over to us. If you really like the show, become an EPP, extra podcast person. And with that, you get more than just the weekly bonus EPP episode. You get a free e-copy of our Amazon best-selling book. You also will get yourself access to all the advanced episodes weeks before they go public. Get yourself exclusive video content. And if you do a yearly EPP, you can claim yourself a bunk bed bell or a spirit flask. But there's a lot of extras that come along with EPP for only $5 a month. And the warm, fuzzy feeling knowing that you're keeping this thing on the air. And we're at ghostpodcast.com for that. Tony and Carol Hughes joining you once again. And how are you doing this fine day, Carol?
Well, I'm not too bad, Tony.
Not too bad at all. Are you ready for...
I had a story I wanted to share.
Okay,
you ready?
Yeah, let's jump in.
Okay, so the other night, I'm sound asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up because I heard this weird... It was like knocking, like kind of... I don't know if you can hear that.
Yeah.
Kind of more like that.
Okay.
And it was random. It wasn't like, hey, I'm at the door. It wasn't like that.
Yeah.
It was just like this weird kind of... random knocking sound. And so I'm laying in bed and I'm like, what the hell is that? And I thought, well, maybe it's one of the dogs got up, but my dog was on my bed. I thought maybe it's the kitten. And I'm like, that's a weird sound for a kitten to make. And the old cat, he doesn't do much of that sort of thing. So I'm laying there and it's just loud. So I get up and I walk out into the living room, and it sounds like it's coming from my piano, which is weird.
Yeah.
And so as I'm standing there looking at my piano, it, like, was loud. And I'm like, what the hell? I go running back into my bedroom. And so I tell my dog, I'm like, buddy, you got to come see. Come see, buddy. And buddy's like... what the? I'm not going to go see. The weird thing was, like, it didn't seem to bug him, the sound, at all.
Sure, sure.
And he was like, I am 13 years old. I do not care. So he won't do anything. So now I'm like, crap, I can't go back out there. I'm scared. So I got back in bed, and it kind of stopped, except for two really loud ones, like boom, boom. And both times it did that, it, like, scared the crap out of me. Like, I jumped.
Yeah.
So I'm laying there, and I'm like, is it a mouse? Or something bigger, like a raccoon in my house?
Yeah.
Is it in the wall? Is it a ghost? And what would be worse? I'm like, I got all freaked out. Like, what is worse, a mouse or a ghost? I don't know. You know it's freaky when you can't decide what's worse.
Yeah.
You know you have an irrational fear of mice when you can't decide if the mice... that would be making that crazy ass of a sound would be worse than the ghost making that crazy ass of a sound. I have no idea what it was.
So it just ended up stopping.
And so, of course, the next night I go to bed, put a pillow over my head just in case. Hasn't happened since. Just that one night.
When you were by the piano, I mean, I know you said you thought it was, might be coming from the piano. Did you notice any vibration on the piano or anything like that?
No, and that's a thing. Because it's a console piano, so the way it's designed, like, something big, mm-hmm. I would think, would touch one of those strings.
Yeah.
It would make more of a musical sound as opposed to a knocking sound, or at least have some musical influence in there.
Yeah, I mean, like, just if you walked up to the piano itself and just pounded on it, I would think you'd get a little bit of musical vibration out of it, not just the wood.
Especially when it's... So then I'm like, after I got back in bed, because I ran back in my bedroom, I'm like, maybe it's coming from inside the wall?
Yeah.
But if it was coming from inside the wall, what the hell is that?
I mean, that could be anything. There's a lot of things that could be where it's more animal related of, you know, it's cold. It's a time of year where animals are seeking shelter and they're burrowing into places we don't want them to burrow into. So
I think that, like, something that would be making would be bigger than a mouse.
Yeah. You would think.
It's in the wall, not in the ceiling. So I don't know, but it could have been a mouse, which is about as bad, or something bigger.
Are you still
That's
sticking?
That's about as bad as a ghost.
Are you still sticking by the "my house is not haunted"?
I swear, my house is not haunted.
Because you keep bringing up evidence to us as to why it is every week, but yeah, it's like, but I don't live in a haunted house. It's like, you do realize every week you're telling us why your house is haunted.
But I don't think it is. That's the crazy thing. And so that's why I kept it. Like, so, like, why did it quit when I got up? Like, I didn't investigate. Like, we pulled out the piano the next day because I'm like, I'm convinced there's something living behind the piano.
Sure.
Like, there's nothing back behind the piano.
I think I said we pulled out the Ouija board the next day and started asking questions.
Yeah. Oh, maybe it had to do with the Ouija board on top of my piano. I don't know.
That might have something to do with it. Yes.
No, I do not have a Ouija board.
Well, I think it's going to be left an unsolved mystery for now. Could very easily be animal, or could there be the beginning of a demonic infestation? One of the two.
Shit. Or a mouse infestation.
It's an infestation of some sort. I mean, if you call the Orkin man, you may say, this might be a mouse infestation, but what if it's demonic? Do you have any, like, new chemicals for that? Or
I could say, like, can I get an Orkin man and a priest? I'm not sure which way we're going here.
All extermination. Isn't that something like that? There's a company in town that, like, does everything, like the Do All Industries or something. Like, they do everything. Like, you, the oil change, or they'll paint your house. Like, then exorcism. Add that to the side of the truck.
And now I'm like, well, it hasn't happened for 4 days, but maybe it will again. Then it's hard to fall asleep because it's like, what if it happens? What if that really large mouse or whatever it is back there again? Or the ghost? I don't know.
Entity, yeah. I don't know. You'll have to keep us posted, but this could get interesting. And I'm kind of excited in a morbid sort of, this is, you know, I shouldn't be excited way. So, because
thanks for that.
It's your house.
That's not haunted.
It's like, this could be great content, you know, but. You're going to be scarred for a long time, but this will be great to talk about on the show. So, anyway.
But I'm serious. Like, I don't know what would be worse, to have a ghost or mice that could do that. Or a raccoon. But a raccoon's too big to get in the wall.
I would take the animal almost any day over the ghost, as long as it's not, like, eating, you know, power cords. And that, I mean, that'd be my concern. You know, if something.
That is how strong my irrational fear of mice is.
Yeah.
I would have to really go, I don't know what's worse. And I was laying in bed debating that. I don't know what's worse. I don't know.
What if you found out there was a mix of mice and demons? I mean, then maybe it kind of calms everything down just a little bit.
Oh, my God. That would be like the worst case scenario.
Little variety.
I've got both.
Well, when you decide once you've determined what you need to do, and if you need to write a letter to the Vatican asking for an exorcist, there's stamps.com. And the thing is, you can send the letter right from your home. And if you have to, like, do documentation and send a package, you can weigh it on that scale, and it'll tell you, give you exact postage. You don't have to go to the post office and be looked at like, why are you writing a letter to the Vatican about your demonically possessed home? I'm running out of air. Your demonically possessed home. You can do it all right there from the comfort of your computer. It's not bad whatsoever. Everything's on demand.
And even sending it to Italy?
Anywhere. You can send anywhere. It gives you exact postage. Stamps.com, you can access all the amazing services. The post office right there at your desk 24/7 when it's convenient for you. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package using your own computer and printer. The mail carrier picks it up. Click, print, mail, done. Could not be any easier. Right now, you guys can use the word ghost. You could probably do it too, Carol. Go to the website. Go to stamps.com. Use special code ghost. Get $55, up to $55 in free postage. A digital scale, 4-week trial, stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage. Type in ghost. Stamps.com. Enter code ghost. There you go. How you like that for a tie-in?
That was perfect.
855.
It doesn't solve my problems yet, but it could.
It will. It will. Stamps.com will solve your problems. 855-853-4802 is our number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go over to a letter here. It says, hey, Tony and Carol, I have an unexplained story that happened the other night. I don't know if it was a ghost, someone playing a Halloween prank, or just my imagination running wild. The night before Halloween, my husband and I were sleeping. It was just a little before midnight, and I wake up hearing a whistling noise. My husband uses a CPAP machine for sleep apnea, and at first I thought it was his machine. But the more I listened, it sounded more and more like a person whistling a tune. Our son has a habit of staying up all hours of the night, so my next thought was that it was him. Since this was a school night, I got out of bed to tell him to go to sleep. As I'm walking from bed to my bedroom door, I can still hear this weird whistling. We have a clock in the living room that chimes every hour, and as soon as I got to my bedroom door, the clock chimed midnight, and the whistling stopped. Our son's room is right next to ours, and I can peek my head out of my bedroom door and hear if he's rooting around in his. I hear nothing coming from his room except for a light snore. I stand there for a little bit, listening for the whistling to start again. My husband rolls over and notices I wasn't in bed. Seeing me standing in the doorway, he asked if there was something wrong, and I told him about the whistling that I was listening to see if it started again. We never heard it, so I went back to bed. About 20 minutes later, I hear video game noises. Again, I think it's my son. So I very quietly get out of bed and tiptoe to the door, trying to catch him and yell at him for being up late. As I'm standing in the hallway right in front of the door, again, I hear nothing but snoring coming from his room. Right then, the dog who sleeps on the porch starts barking like crazy, startling me. Usually when she barks at night, it's because she wants to go outside, so I go to let her out. When I open the door, she's still barking and refuses to go out. At this point, I'm wondering what the heck is going on. She finally decides to go outside, but she continues to bark, and I don't know why. I locked the door behind her, walked back to my son's room, and peeked in the door, but he's still sound asleep. I climb back into bed, but I can't sleep because this is all just a little too creepy. I have a history of sleep paralysis, and as I'm lying there, I can feel it starting. It starts with a tingling and a heaviness in my legs and works its way up like something's crawling up my body from the foot of the bed until I'm completely frozen. I lay there waiting for this feeling to pass, thinking about the noises I heard, the dog barking, and I start to wonder if there's actually someone in the house. I start to panic, making the paralysis and tingling even worse. Eventually, I did fall back asleep, and in the morning, I asked my son if he was whistling or playing video games after midnight, and he looked at me like I was nuts. I've heard that this is the time of year when the veil between the living and the dead is at its thinnest, so I must wonder if we were visited by a child's ghost who likes to whistle and play video games. So it's not a knocking, but troubled by an unidentifiable sound late at night.
At least her dog cared. My dog didn't even care.
Her dog didn't say, F off. I'm old. You know,
now I can relate to her.
I was thinking during that story, I was thinking of your story where, you know, the dog did just kind of say, screw you, and gave you the paw. But at the same point, animals that, you know, if there was something paranormal going on, I think you might have gotten more of a reaction out of him.
I would think.
Yeah.
But he doesn't hear as well as he used to, okay. And he sleeps really hard these days. I mean, he is geriatric at this point.
Does he use a CPAP machine, too?
That's next. No, I'll never sleep with my dog on a CPAP.
CPAP for pets.
And knocking sounds. So I can totally relate to her.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just makes it, like, who knows what it was, but it's interesting. I mean, in her case, nobody else was affected by it, just her.
Mm-hmm. you just kind of walk away not knowing what the answer is. And that it gets one of the more troubling things. Sometimes you just want the solution, no matter what it is, just to know for the peace of mind.
Well, you know, they just don't cooperate. Those spirits, it's like, I'd really like to know why. Well, we're not going to tell
you. Tough shit.
We don't care if you want to know why. But I think it would be awesome if you could figure out the whys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in a story like that, like, what was whistling? Yeah. Why? What was all that?
And the thing is that's sometimes where the stories then move into a chapter two, where it's like, and then we played with the Ouija board, or we got the ghost apps out to ask questions, and then stuff gets really stirred up. So sometimes, I guess, you know, unless it's going to present the why to you, sometimes digging for it is not always the best of ideas. At least from
I agree.
Experience.
I'm just going to write my letter.
Yeah, just write the letter. Usestamps.com. It'll all be great. 855-853-4802 is our number. Next letter says, hello from Minnesota. Recently discovered your podcast through Spotify, and like the other listeners, I'm hooked. My story took place back in 2013. My ex-partner and I used to live together in an apartment complex. We had a roommate who lived with us, but he was barely ever home. Anyway, I'm not quite sure if the apartment was haunted, but I can tell you that my ex is a haunted person. Ever since I met my ex, he's always been telling me stories about how he gets sleep paralysis and would feel physically something or someone touching him when no one was around. This mostly happens when I leave to go to work or when he's alone. One incident was when I left to go to work in the morning and he was home alone. He usually turns to the side facing the direction I sleep. As he was asleep, he heard someone clapping super loud at his ear. It startled him and he got up to check and there was nobody home or in the room. Luckily for me, I never experienced anything much, but one time I did. We had a few friends over to drink. A friend of mine got drunk, so I took him to sleep in our bedroom. This was around 1 a.m. I dragged his body to the bed and laid down, and I laid on the floor playing with my phone. Everyone left for home except for that drunk friend. As I was playing on my phone, I noticed that there was a loud noise in the room. It scared me, and I turned on my phone flashlight, searching through the room to see what the noise was. We had one window, which I was lying beside. The window had long blinds, and it sounded like someone was using their hands to run across the blinds, but the blinds were not moving at all. The noise went on for 2 to 5 minutes. I got so freaked out, I left the room and stayed in the living room. I texted a friend, and he came over. I told him what happened, and we knew it was a paranormal incident. I grew up in a spiritual shaman family. My mom always told us that growing up, if you keep having people come over in and out, sometimes you can invite unwanted things into your home without protection. We believe that if you go out a lot during nighttime, you can bring someone unexpected with you back. As to why I said my ex was a haunted person, he told me that during his teenage years, he'd party at a friend's place, then walk home around 2 or 3 in the morning. So that's why I believe he was a haunted person to begin with. Anyway, there are spells to protect you from spirits if they get attached to you. We didn't mention it out loud because we're never alone. We use secret names to fool the spirits. We call it dezo, meaning going to pick up veggies. Sounds silly, but this spell does work, but for a certain time only. The spell gets weaker as time goes by. You'll be hidden from the spirit till the spell goes away. He got in touch with the shaman, and the shaman cast a spell on him. It worked for a while, but as time went by, the spirit eventually found him, and when it did, it showed its anger towards him. I took him to see my mom, and she tried to help. She didn't tell us what we wanted to hear. I can see and hear in my mother's voice that there was more to it than just some little stuff. As time went by, he accepted the fact that he'll always be haunted by spirits. After 4.5 years, we broke up. I'm not sure how he's doing, but I can guarantee they will always be around him. Thank you for sharing my story. I'm writing on my phone, so if there's errors, please forgive me. I'll write or call in again one of these days and tell you more about what my people's beliefs are and about my experience growing up with a woman on the moon. I love your podcast. I'll become an EPP soon. Also, sorry if the story was long. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Obviously, we didn't pre-plan this show as far as you telling a story about unexplained noises and then all of the stories sequentially having the theme of unexplained noises, but that's how it works sometimes.
Yeah, you didn't know I was going to tell you that.
No.
No, I got a little confused. So when something unexplained happens, you go, hey, I'm going out for veggies, whatever
Well, there was it was a translation I read, and it was in another language of something that she said.
But you like go, hey, like, I'm going out for veggies, and then that fools the ghost?
I don't quite understand. No, I don't know. There's some sort of fooling involved if it's telling them, like, you're going to go do something else, or then you... I don't know. Is that when you cast the spell? I guess some clarification.
I got a little
be.
Confused there because I go out for veggies a lot. I'm vegetarian. So my spirits would be going, of course you are.
That's where you say, I'm going out for steak. And they're like, bullshit.
You are not.
Yeah.
The other thing I found really interesting was that theory of when you have a lot of people over, you invite a lot into your home. And when you stay out late and you're like, I never even thought about that.
Sure.
But That makes a lot of sense to me.
I suppose the more people and more energies that you're around, it just increases your odds
of... Back in the day, you know, when every night was a party and you had people over.
Yeah.
I don't know if you did. I did. But, you know, that kind of makes some sense.
It does. I mean, I think the more stuff you're around, you know, the more energy you're around and the different people, I think it's more like odds more than anything else. I mean, the more you put yourself out there to do something, the more likely it will happen.
Right.
And I think the same goes with this sort of stuff. So I think it makes some sense.
I liked that theory.
Yeah.
We need more. And now I got to find out what about this communication is with someone on the moon.
I do want to hear that. When we hear back, yeah, I want to hear what that story is all about.
I'm intrigued.
And the clarification on how the spell works. That would be good.
Because, like, next time I hear that weird knocking, I'm going to be like, I'm going out for veggies and see if it works.
It's not quite how it works.
Because I got the feeling that's not it. That isn't how you do it.
You know, I was at the grocery store this weekend, and I'm not even joking. In the, like, the health food area, they were selling, and it was even... marketed as like spirit stick. It was the dried sage for saging your house. It was like next to the chapstick.
In Branson?
In Springfield. I was up in Springfield this weekend. And it was just at like it was like a organic grocery store, but it was a chain. It was a big, you know, normal, you know, it wasn't like a kitsch one or something like that, or a very, you know, unique one. Sage spirit, sage and copal, 4 to 5 inch, and it's all there, all bundled up, ready for you to burn away and get the spirits out of your house. And then right after that, you can put on some Burt's beeswax. It's right next to it.
And then go out for veggies.
Go out for veggies. And if you want, you can get some sushi right next to it. I was just surprised. I was like, this is interesting to have.
I kind of love that idea, actually. It should be easier to find.
I'm cool with it. I always wondered, because my question for the longest time when we started this show was, and people were talking about saging, because I wasn't super familiar with it, was, well, can you just use like any type of sage? Like, are demons turned off by stuffing at Thanksgiving because I put a lot of sage in that? And they're like, fuck. It's Thanksgiving. It's stuffing day. We're not going to be here for this, you know. Or does it have?
You're still leaving.
Yeah,
Tony loves his sage.
Exactly. It's like Thanksgiving is the day. There's very likely not going to be anything going on in anyone's house because of all the sage being used. But I'm wondering, like, why is that? I mean, or can I? Is it like a different type of sage? Or that's what I've always asked. But apparently, it's this dried stuff. But I wonder if it could be, if I could use my Thanksgiving sage, if I just dried it out and bundled it up. Would that work?
I don't know.
Sage is sage. I mean, it's got to be the same family.
Someone knows. Somebody's got an idea about this.
Yeah, I would like to know the answer to that. 855-853-4802, our number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Larry says, hey guys, love this podcast. Friend recommended it to me. The story here is about a boy that gives me the chills. Listening to this made me remember my experiences with the paranormal. I've been able to see things when I was much younger. I honestly thought it was normal for every kid. As a child, I would sleep in my mom's room. I'd suddenly wake up out of nowhere, and I'd see a figure by the doorway. It would happen almost every single night. When I told my mom about it, she thought it was just my imagination. The scariest experiences I've ever had that scared me for life was back when I was 16. My brother had to work that morning, and we always tell him to turn off the lamp because by the time we wake up, the sun is up. It's probably around 4 or 5 a.m. when I heard my dog barking. We didn't live in the greatest of neighborhoods, so I just assumed it was people outside, but my dog's bark sounded like she was scared. I sat up to see what the heck was going on and to see that my brother forgot to turn off the lamp. I could see two figures, and I could hear them walking around. I was so scared because I thought someone broke in. I grabbed my dog and went to my mom's room. I woke her up, telling her that someone had broken in, and she was way braver than I was, because she grabbed a broken metal curtain rod and made her way to the living room. I didn't hear anything, so I walked into the living room to see my mom looking confused. She laughed at me, saying I was still dreaming or something. I honestly don't even know how to explain this. My dog was so scared, and I saw and heard it. Even when I was walking to her room, I could hear it. Another experience I had was at my uncle's place. It was the same as the previous story. My mom was calling me to help prepare dinner, but because I'm a little shit, I wanted to scare my mom, so I went through another hallway. But in the corner of my eye, I saw a male figure sitting down on the couch. I assumed it was my uncle. I was about to scare my mom when, wouldn't you know it, my uncle came through the door with groceries in hand. I went to see the living room, and it was completely empty. A couple weeks after this, my aunt pulled me aside, telling me about a history of the house. An older gentleman passed away in the house. I don't see any such spirits as much now. Shadow figures are a common occurrence. I do feel a presence sometimes in random parts of my home. Sometimes this little voice in my head would tell me if it's safe to go in or not. If it isn't, I avoid the room until the feeling is gone. I have no idea why I have this gift, as one of my friends put it. Anyway, that's all the experiences I can remember. Maybe I'll submit more stories if I can remember any. Have a great day. Thoughts on that?
So, excuse me, did he see more when he was younger and now it's more shadow people as he got older?
Yeah, it sounds like there's still a level of sensitivity, but the clarity of it seems like it went away.
I just think that's so common. I mean, not common that every kid does that. That I don't think is common. But I do think for people who have seen it, it seems like that ability goes away somewhat as they get older. I still think the shadow people totally make sense to me. Mm-hmm. Doesn't it seem like that to you?
Yeah, and it also seems to me that a lot of kids look back on these things later in life going, you mean everybody didn't see these things?
Yeah.
And it's like, no, they didn't. But they were always dismissed and it was never really discussed until they look back on it going, no, I know I damn well saw like that person over here or over there. It wasn't made up. I just thought, you know, this is how it is or how life works, because you don't know anything at that point of if this is normal or not.
So I remember one time when I was little, I was probably fifth grade. We were living in that haunted house and I was practicing my clarinet, which I'm sure didn't sound very good, but because it's kind of an obnoxious sound anyway, when you can't play it very well.
Sure.
And so I'm in the middle of the dining room, and like all of a sudden I just stopped. And I had this vision of my mom walking in, and she looked at me, and she set down laundry, and then she walked out, and she was really mad at me. And I'm like, what the hell is that? And then right then my mom walks in, and she sits down the laundry, and she tells me that she needs my help, but I don't get up. Because I was so freaked out because I had just seen that. And then she's really mad at me because I wouldn't help her.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know what that was. Like, I had a vision of my own mom walking in before she walked in. But it was so strange because just seeing it happen and then seeing it happen for real.
Yeah.
Was very weird.
And when there is no real rhyme or reason to it, you're just... like, you gotta be at a loss. Like, why did this happen? What was the purpose of it?
I was just playing my clarinet.
Sure. Uh-oh. Are the demons back?
I think it has to do with a kitten.
Okay. Hey, you know, this is funny. Way, way back when I was a kid and when I was playing radio station, when I was playing Ghostbusters, when I was doing all of that, my partner in crime is my cousin, and his name is Sean, and we don't get to see each other very much these days. He's back in Wisconsin. I'm here. See him maybe once a year, if that. But I got an email the other day from his wife, These are two great people, two of the best people that I know. They're both vets. We're both in the Iraq War and all that. He's a brave police officer, and she is helping raise their two young boys. And she said, "Hey, I'm involved here with this Usborne book thing. Have you heard about the Usborne books? Awesome books, really cool stuff." And she sent some our way. So they had some real cool, spooky ones. And so she said, "Hey, you know, I'm doing this around Christmas time. Did you mind if you mention that to your listeners? I think they might get a kick out of some of these ghost ones." So I'm doing just that. And I put a link up on our website at Real Ghost Stories Online. You go to the right side, scroll down, it says Spooky Books for Kids. And you can click there, and the link goes to what she's doing with them. And if you don't mind, if you're looking for some cool gifts for the kids this holiday season that are kind of ghostly or whatever, they have gifts or books on pretty much every topic. And these are really good kids' books. I would suggest, if you wouldn't mind, go there, click on that link through our website, help them out. Those are two great people. And quite honestly, I don't know that I would be the ghosty person I am today without my cousin helping play that up back when we were kids. So again, this is not an advertisement. This is not a paid deal. This is just one of those things where I'm just trying to help out some family members that are two really great folks. Usborne, their books, the link is there on our website to go and help them out and buy some books through them this holiday season. And I got set to go right to Ghost Books. So you should find some cool ones right there right away. The link is on our website, realghoststoriesonline.com. Go to the right, click on the Spooky Books for Kids area, and you'll find some good stuff for the kids. So thank you in advance for doing that. 855-853-4802 is our number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to a caller. Hi, you are on the air. It's your story.
Hello, this is Steven calling from South Korea, originally from Indiana, USA. Been living in South Korea for the last 16 years. I have a story. My first year living in Korea, I lived in a town called Suwon. And during my second month, I remember I had a really, really unusual experience. I was living in a three-story villa. I lived on the first floor. I lived by myself. The villa that I lived in included a bedroom, kitchen, and a bathroom. Pretty simple. Well, one night, when I was sleeping, I remember having this really unusual dream, except it wasn't a dream. What happened was, I was laying in my bed, and in the corner of my room, I saw two dark figures standing in the corner. It was a silhouette of two black figures. One was taller than the other, and I remember hearing a voice coming from the figure. The taller figure sounded like a deep, angry man's voice speaking in Korean to me. And I couldn't understand a word he was saying or whatever was being said because at the time I was just learning the language of Korean. So I remember I'm sitting up, half awake, half asleep, and I respond basically saying to the figure in the corner of the room, "My name is Steven. I am sorry." And then I just laid back down. And suddenly, I woke up 100%, sat straight back up, looked back at the corner of the room, and there was nothing there. But it felt so real. It didn't feel like a dream. It was almost as if I was dreaming of being in my room in the dream. And so, sure enough, I wrote it off as just a dream. But I distinctly remember two dark figures standing in the corner of my bedroom. One looked like a taller man, and the other looked like a shorter person, the silhouette of a female figure. And one other thing I remember, there was this faint reddish glow coming up from underneath them, coming up from behind them. And that's how I was able to make out their silhouette. I don't know where the red glow came from. I have no idea, but that's not the end of the story. About 6 months later, when my girlfriend was over with me in my apartment, and we were sitting on my bed talking, my back was facing the wall. I was facing her. My girlfriend talks to me, and suddenly, as she's talking to me, she looks over my shoulder, and her eyes are following along the wall. And all she says is, "Oh, shit." And I look at her, and I look over behind my shoulder, and I see nothing. So I ask her, what did you see? And she said she saw a kind of a hunched over, shadowy figure just walking along the wall behind me and disappeared. And this is while we were wide awake, mind you. So I just want to say this is my story, and I love your show, and I'm still listening. I'm an EPP at the moment, so by all means, I hope you have a great week and happy Halloween.
Thanks for sharing that that experience with us. It again, that one almost kind of tied into one things that you just talked about, where you were having this situation where you're in the room thinking or visioning what's going to happen, and then it happens. He almost had not the mom walking in, but a similar type thing there.
Well, and it's kind of, I would think, validating in a way to have someone else have a similar experience.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if really that would make you feel better or worse if that's your house. Because then it's like, whoa.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like it's the would you rather, you know, thing that you're going into of identifying what is going on. And I think it all depends on what your comfort level is on whatever the antagonizer is in question.
Happening.
What?
I thought I cut out there.
Yeah, you're back.
So the other night, I was like, when I heard that knocking, I'm like, am I awake? Am I asleep? You know, you kind of do that weird thing. Like, no, I'm awake. Sure, I'm hearing this, right? So I wonder if he kind of felt a little validated when she saw it too.
I would think so. I would think that would give some validation there and a little comfort, at least somewhat, to know that you're not crazy and it wasn't just all a dream. I've had those dreams where you dream, you're in your bed, you wake up, oh, it's the morning, and I've had dreams like where I've got through half my day and all of a sudden I wake up, I'm like, are you serious? I just dreamt I went through my normal day and now I have to start it all over again. It's not very common, but I've had that. It's like, oh God. You can't really do anything.
Well, except for like with him, that'd be like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I really do have demons.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't just me. There are demons.
I want to let everybody know we have one live date planned so far for next year. That's kind of a on my to-do list of next year of I want to get out there more and do this show live and on location. We have one, and it's another podcast out there that actually there used to be this listeners to our show. They went and started their own podcast a couple years back. They're doing really well. Jerry and Tracy, they have a show called Hillbilly Horror Stories, and it's another really good ghost show. And they are going to be celebrating their third birthday of their podcast coming up on August 24th of 2019. And we are going to do a show together in Lexington, Kentucky, out there. Tickets are on sale right now. It's about 80 tickets total. So they're going to go quick. If you want them, there is a link up on our website at realghoststoriesonline.com. I'm going to put a tour section up there. And this date will be the only one up there initially, but as we continue to add more dates for the next year, those will be up there and you can figure out how to get tickets there. $15 a piece for this. It's their show. It's me. It's one night, August 24th in Lexington. And I'm debating if I'm going to drive or if I'm going to fly out there, but It'll be a fun night. So get your tickets for that. The link is up there at realghoststoriesonline.com. That's going to do it for this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Ghostpodcast.com. $5 a month. Get all the advanced episodes, EPP bonus episodes, exclusive content, and more. Copy of the book. You get that as well when you sign up. An e-copy. Just go to ghostpodcast.com for $5. Lots of good extras there. Until next time, for Carol Hughes, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.